This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's August 23rd, and it was on this date in 1899, 120 years ago, that the first ship-to-shore wireless message to a U.S. station took place. And it was considered an incredible technological advancement. Sent by Lightship No. 70 to a coastal receiving station at the Cliff House in San Francisco, the message of "Sherman is sighted" was sent, a reference to the troop ship Sherman, which was returning a San Francisco regiment from the battlefields of the Spanish-American War. This small step got the ball rolling as communications at sea quickly evolved, and by the early 20th century, ships were able to communicate with each other with no problem. And on a cloudy, windy, cool day of a temperature of only about 55 in New York City, on this date in 1904, Henry Weed patented a product that seemed primitive but made it getting around in snow a lot easier. Considered an absolute necessity, especially getting around in the mountains, the inception of simply wrapping tires with chains gave wheels traction when they would otherwise not have any. Today, some states don't allow them because of the damage that could happen to roadways, while other states that get a lot of snowfall require them to drive legally in heavy snow. While the popularity of four-wheel drive has diminished their use, they're still used in various ways for helping in plowing. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.